Hey fans, I'm Chiefs supporter BJ Kissel with your Arrowhead update for Wednesday, November 26th. Chiefs coach Andy Reid, as well as the coordinator, spoke with the media today, and those press conferences can be found at kcchiefs.com. Now, it's easy to see what Eric Berry means to this team by the way his teammates answered questions about him in the locker room today. All of the players said that they're not only playing Sunday night's game against the Broncos for Eric, but they're playing the rest of the season. This is a team that's going to be playing inspired football on Sunday night. Now, speaking of the Broncos, in the Chiefs game earlier this season in Denver, the Chiefs offense was very explosive. They had 7 plays of 20 yards or more in that game, while the Broncos finished the game with just 3. Now, while it's true that the Broncos finished the game with more points, the Chiefs did have an opportunity late in that game inside the 10-yard line, actually got down to the 2-yard line on 4th down with an opportunity to tie that game. Now, looking back at where the Chiefs were at that point in the season, they had the injuries in that first week against the Tennessee Titans. Eric Berry left that game early with an ankle injury. Jamaal Charles didn't play much in that game, only had 2 carries. Now, you see where the Chiefs are right now, 7-4 with a chance to tie the Denver Broncos atop the AFC West division. This is a huge game on Sunday night that both teams will be up for, and the fact that it's on primetime makes it all that much better.